Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I did this, and it reminded me of something that I heard somebody say. They have like a clicker for when they like are podcasting so that they know where to go. Yeah. Should we use this as a clicker? No, just do that whenever you're going to edit anything. Yeah, literally. Like, or how will we know?
One of us, it might be both of us, but before we say things, we go a lot. And you can see it on there, like, look.
I bet it's me.
It's just like that one, like, line right there.
That is so funny. I love how you're like, oh, one of us? I don't know which one.
No, I really don't, though, because it's before I say shit sometimes, too.
Maybe, but we both do.
It might be both of us. That's why I'm thinking.
Okay. Yeah, I can see me doing... Okay, so... Me drinking this, and we just both literally did it at the same time.
I don't realize I do it. That's so funny. Hi, I'm Sam.
Hi, I'm Ash.
Have you seen that girl? She's trailer smash.
Yeah.
So I was at the movie and I was watching the trailers, and I was like, man, I, like, look forward to these. And I have so much to say about, like, the thing. I love talking. Like, oh, after the trailer's over, I'm like, I want to see that. Like, I do that every time. It's so sweet. Oh, I'm not going to see that.
I think about that, too, all the time.
Who the fuck cares?
How, like, people, like, while we're in the movies, I always want to lean over and be like, oh, I want to see that. I'd be like, stupid.
Or when, like, I hear other people do it, I'm like, shut up. But also, I'm like, yeah, I get it. So that's fun. Yeah, let's talk about trailers. I personally like them. I know some people who don't like trailers and don't want to watch them because they give away everything, and I get that. How do you feel about trailers?
I don't know. I feel like it depends on the movie. Like, for some movies, I feel like it is good, and for other movies, I feel like it misleads me. And so I walk in the movie thinking I'm watching something else, and it takes me a lot, like, more time to be not confused.
Yeah. I've been noticing lately that people are getting better, I think, for specifically horror, about, like, not giving everything away. Mm-hmm. What movie was it that we watched recently that... Oh, yeah, Civil War. Did you see that yet? So in the trailer, you think it's going to be one thing, but the actual movie is, like, another kind of thing. And I'm like, whoa, that's, like, pretty cool. I liked that. It's almost like they could have made a whole different movie, like, from the trailer, like, kind of way.
I like when they lead me in a different direction and it's surprising. It just depends on the trailer. And I don't usually make a thing of showing up to the movie early enough to see the trailers.
Uh-huh.
I usually, like, plan my show-up time in accordance to when the movie actually starts.
I was going to ask if you're ever, like, bummed if you don't see the trailers, or if you're like, whatever, it's just trailers. I feel like everybody uses that as, like, a buffering, a cushion for when they get
there. At least now.
Mm-hmm. It definitely depends on what movie I'm going to see. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm going to go see, like, a family movie or kid movie or whatever, I'm not, like, that bummed about not seeing the trailers. But if I'm going to see a cool movie, I'm like, there's probably going to be cool trailers.
Yeah.
So... That's cool, too. Yeah, I don't know. I was talking about how I think I like trailers because it's just, like, the little brief version of the movie, and I don't want to sit through the whole movie. I just want to watch the trailers. So, yeah, please, trailers, spoil everything for me. I'm not going to go see that shit. So we watched 3 trailers, and we're going to talk about them. We watched the trailer for Cuckoo, for the new Strangers movie coming out, Chapter 1, and for The Watchers.
The Watchers.
And we'll talk about them.
The first one we watched, I feel like they do give you a lot, but it still leaves you being like, okay, what's happening?
Definitely. I agree. I think, like, it made me, like, want to go see the movie to, like, see where everything goes.
Yeah.
They give you, like, just enough, I guess. So this is for Cuckoo, and it's starring Hunter Schafer.
Yeah, she plays Jules in Euphoria.
She plays Jules in Euphoria.
Which we do not watch.
Euphoria was made, like, you know, it was a few years ago now. So, and she, like, still looks super young. So I definitely never watched Euphoria. It's weird. They were really young. And Zendaya is, like, still, I don't know. She's, like, still really young, but she's playing, like, super mature characters. I'm like, is she a teenager? Is she, like, a college kid? Is she, like, living on her own? I have a lot of questions about, like, where. Okay, so in the trailer, she's like, somebody calls her over. Like, come here. Like, they know her. Like, how do you know her?
Well, we start with, like, there's, like, a little cassette tape playing.
It seems like it might be, like, a voicemail machine.
Hi, Wilfred. He's like, excuse me, I'm on this podcast and you're just pushing me
Wilfred is trying to get over here, I think. Yeah. We need a cat bridge.
You got this. Oh, you're going to go that way?
He's like, all right, let's compromise. Aw, pet him.
He's like, I am up here strutting, and you're just not.
I love it when, like, yeah, if I were over there, I would be petting the cat, but that person isn't petting the cat, so I'm like, pet that cat. Hey, you, hey, can you do something for me? And, yeah, pet that cat.
Okay, what were you
saying? Okay, so, yeah, it was, like, it was, like, a voicemail. It looks like it's a cassette tape player, but it's, like, a voicemail of, like, somebody saying something scary. She's gonna die or something.
And Jules from Euphoria is like,
she's got her head all bandaged.
Yeah,
and she looks stressed out.
Yeah, and the voicemail is like, "Mom, I really want to come home. It's really bad or something."
Okay, I like how she has this like very like '90s like. It's like the name of the look, but it's like a heroin chic, like, I don't know, grunge like kind of look about her. Probably the biggest reason I have like huge body dysmorphia. Like, I want to be like super just like skinny and like paler and like, I don't know,
like the 90s workout outfits, literally, or whatever she's fucking wearing.
When like they like wear like the big chunky clothes and they're super tiny, just like, oh, and she looks so much like Jodie Foster, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it throws me off so much. I'm like, oh, where did Jodie Foster come from?
Okay, so these three people show up to the hotel or whatever.
Is it three people? Because there's two people in the car and they're talking to this dude.
But they all seem like they're together. Maybe they're not.
Like, they know each other. And then, yeah, like, somebody beckons over to it, and then he looks up at her like he doesn't know her, but she's, like, standing there, like, what's up?
He's like, Gretchen, come say hi. And she's just standing by the Jeep, and she goes, what's up? So I'm confused what everyone's relationship is with them?
Yeah. I think that that's mostly why I want to, like, check this out. Like, what is happening? Why?
And is she
new in town? She lived there already? He seems like little Ryan Gosling over here. Seems like he doesn't know her, but does. I don't know.
Steve Jobs, Ryan Gosling. Is this a house, or is this also the hotel?
Hotel? It's a resort. Oh. So it's like super fancy room.
Okay.
It's a resort, but it looks like a no-tell motel. Like, how it's like a janky resort. At some point, the owner guy is like, you should come work here at the resort. And I put like, oh, you seem weird. You should come work here.
Yeah.
Because this is like a sketchy-ass place. It seems like everything shuts the fuck down at night. And
also,
she goes exploring, and she shouldn't.
The neighbor lady who comes up to Gretchen is like, I'm your neighbor. And she's like, I haven't heard about you. And Gretchen's like, why would you have heard about me?
Mm-hmm.
And you can already tell that, like, I don't know. It feels like kind of like Gretchen is like says the things that you always hope the girl in the horror movie says.
Yeah.
Like, and points out. She's like, why would you?
It's very true. She's got like, natural reactions, whereas in other movies, you're like, why isn't anybody freaking out?
Yeah.
Especially, so if she's, like, just moving in, like, like, does this lady get, like, the rundown on everybody moving into the place? Or, I think that's why it's supposed to be creepy, like, click, click, click.
Like, click it, like, 20 times.
Let's see. Yeah, so you're weird. Come work at the resort. And that is hilarious.
And so, like, she starts working there, I guess, and we see one of the employees, like, throw up, and someone's just like, that happens sometimes. Also, in this trailer, she keeps looking in the woods, and I wonder if there's something in the woods. Do you know what I mean?
The Alpschatten.
Well, not keeps looking in the woods, but, like, in a moment here, she, like, right there.
Yeah. Like, she gets, like, a vibe coming from them, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe she yearns for the woods.
Was that an employee or a...
It's hard to know who's employees and who's guests. They're all just dressed like regular people.
That's just a guest, right?
Maybe it's just a guest, but you never know. She was wearing, like, pajama pants. It had to have been.
Yeah, and, like, someone, like, rubbed her on the back, like, maybe her dad. So, yeah, like, a visitor threw up. And so one of the employees, like, turns to Gretchen and is like, oh, that happens sometimes.
Yeah, there's probably something fucking weird going on at this resort.
Yeah.
Wonder what it's gonna be. Yeah, they do a good job of, like, making me want to go see the movie. They're not telling me shit. And I don't think they're showing me, like, the best things either. Like, mm-hmm. they do it in trailers often. They take, like, all the best parts of the movie and they put it all in the trailer. And the rest is just filler.
And this one chick tells Gretchen, you don't look like you belong here. She's not weird enough. Who asks why there's no one at reception after 10?
I think it's Hunter Schaefer, like, her asking. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
I have so many names for her right now. Hunter Schaefer, Gretchen, and Jules from Euphoria. So if you're having trouble keeping along.
Sorry. I'm just calling her Hunter Schaefer because I like saying Hunter Schaefer.
So she's like, why is no one at reception after 10? And then we cut to her on the phone, and the guy who, like, owns the place or whatever is... like, lock the doors, I'm on my way to get you or whatever. And she's, like, looking at the front door and it's wide open.
And then she's, like, out riding her bike. I wonder if people, I'm sure people warned her, like, don't go, like, out.
What do you mean?
Like, she's like, you know, why is nobody working after 10 or whatever? And you would assume that she's not supposed to go places. Like, she's supposed to, like, be in her room or whatever after 10 because of, like, so, like, the next shot is, like, her riding her bike, and then this, like, there's somebody in a trench coat, like, running kind of far away, but then suddenly she sees, like, a shadow of, like, an outstretched arm, like, behind her. Like, she's on her bike and riding it, and she sees this shadow, and she looks behind her, and it's, like, a creepy face lady running really fast. So I would assume that she's not supposed to, like, leave. There's nobody out, like, right now, and she's not supposed to be out right now, and you would assume that somebody warned her, like, don't go out, but here she is.
And I'm interested to see more of the creepy lady.
I am into this creepy lady. Mm. Like, she has, like, a good style. I really like this, like, trench coat with, like, the hood up. It's very, like, old-fashioned movie, like, from, I don't know what the era is, but I don't know. I really like the, like, you know, classic vibe, and her face is just all fucked up, and she's, yeah, like, the mouth is, like, super open, like, she's screaming, like, really loud or something, and, yeah, she definitely seems like she is trying to do something very important. I would have stopped my bike and been like, hey, bitch, like, what's up? I would let the ghost take me, like, honestly.
I'd be like, are you trying to get past me, sir?
Yeah, right. Like, oh, sorry. Like, go ahead. No, she's, like, reaching out. I'm like, hey, what do you need? I don't know. I would not be scared enough.
I've seen this trailer a few times in theaters, and I really enjoy watching in theaters with this part where it just gets silent, and it's like the... Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just feels cool with, like, the speakers, and it's really creepy.
Yeah, this one is a really good one to see in the theater.
Why, well, she's, like, running up to, like, bang on the emergency room doors.
So after she's, like, banging on the emergency room doors and nobody else is around, we see, like, this shot of, like, mm-hmm. like, a neck, and it's, like, pulse is, like, beating, like, really, really fast. And right. I think that's a really cool shot, and it looks really cool.
Me too.
And then, like, we cut to, like, some doctor, and, like, she's on a hospital bed, and she's looking all fucked up.
That's the
and
hotel,
like,
guy, isn't it?
Oh, is it the hotel guy? I don't know. He's very doctorly in this particular.
I don't think
it is Ryan Gosling.
It was when they looked at him in the chair.
Oh, it is. Okay. So it's just, like, the hotel guy. But, yeah, so I'm like, how did she get all banged up? I don't know. We have to watch the movie.
Yeah. And I want to know why he's there. Or, like, how he knew.
Well, he's clearly got to be behind
You're
everything.
You're right, yeah.
He probably just runs the... Maybe it's, like, the resort's, like, hospital ward. And he's like, hey, I run everything around here, so...
He's like, if I were you, I wouldn't want to get hurt even more. Bitch, is that a threat? And then we cut to her, like, looking out over a balcony down at, like, it's the people who showed up in the car, right? And then her neighbor and someone else.
Like a girl, maybe that's, like, their kid. Was she in the backseat when they pulled up, maybe?
Maybe. But, yeah, she looks over the balcony and everyone just slowly looks up at her. Which makes you wonder if everyone is involved, even the people visiting.
Yeah, because the people visiting seemed very familiar with the dude.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a picture of all them, right?
I don't think it was them. I think that picture was...
Hold up, let's...
Oh, it is. So it's, like, the hotel guy and this couple. Okay.
Gretchen is like, why did you bring us here? And Dr. Hotel owner guy is like, your family belongs here. And Gretchen like, oh wait, is that her parents?
I don't...
Because someone goes, Gretchen, say hi.
I think that that was the people in the car, like as if she...
Like this is the people from
That's
the car.
Why I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. That's why I was like, is she with them or... Because she doesn't seem like she's with them. She's like, seems like she's been outside of the car for a while. Maybe she was visiting and they're coming to visit her. I don't know. She doesn't look like she would be a member of this family, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. She could be adopted.
I suppose.
Well, then why would he be like your family bond? Anyway, she, but I like...
In trailers, like, they just stitch things together in a way where they're trying to, like, get the gist across, but it's not, like, the actual, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't really take that much into consideration, right. Like, why he said that at this particular...
This is where she does that thing again, though, where she's just like, see? He said that weird. Like, that's a weird way to say that.
She's, like, points. She's, like... And then there's, like, a good timing and, like, a good pause. And she's like, that's a weird way to say that. Like, yeah, she definitely brings some realistic. She acts the fuck out of this role. And she brings some realism to
the table. She's, like, takes a stance.
Like, if somebody's like, don't leave after 10, a lot of people are like, well, I'm going to fucking leave after 10. I'm going to go for a little bike ride. You can't stop me.
That's a fucking weird way to put it, she said.
That's a fucking weird way to put it. She's so funny.
And, like, the little critic, like, reviews they put up on the screen are really enticing. They call it, like, weird and, like...
I really like the font they use. Blood-soaked
big screen fun.
Like, the font that they use for the, like, the title and, like, the reviews and stuff. It reminds me of Cujo. And I like that. Like, old school.
We hear someone going, you told the police you were chased by a woman... And she's like, they think I'm crazy. And she's like in the hospital with a bandage on her head. Does she progressively get more bandages on her head as this movie goes?
This looks like...
It just starts out as one of those little circle band-aids.
I mean, at first it was a whole head wrap band-aid. And now it's like a smaller one. So I don't know. It seems like she just sustains multiple injuries.
Who is that?
It's just a lady, I'm sure.
Just a lady. It looks like the scary lady walks around with, like, sunglasses on,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I don't think she has big, crazy eyes. I think she just has, like, some nice little sunglasses on.
Well, I thought when she doesn't have the sunglasses on, she has, like, big, like, black holes with, like, red in the middle.
I don't know. I don't remember seeing the red in the middle.
I saw it when she was running behind her on the bike. Maybe she really does just have sunglasses on.
Oh, so creepy. I saw it. It looked like a reflection of some light in the sunglasses. I like the color schemes this movie seems to have. It has like a very nice Wes Anderson, like, muted kind of tones to it.
See? Oh, yeah, sunglasses. Okay. This whole time, I just thought she had weird eyes.
It looks like big, crazy alien eyes, but it's just sunglasses. She's just, like, so stylish.
Yeah.
I can absolutely get behind a ghost that has this kind of style.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, girl.
We see creepy ladies sneak up on a lady blow-drying her hair. Hotel dude's like, nature's quite remarkable.
There's just a lot going on. And I like it when trailers do that.
Like the lady. Like,
bam, 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 bam. Yeah. Like, just, like, right. Different, like, I don't know, audio and,
like, don't give me too much context. Together. Right. Just give me, like, a little bit, like, beep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We see the lady from the car crying. We see some dude with a gun. Some species need our help.
I love a shot of like a bunch of shelves towering into each other.
Does it bring you back to the library?
My library background? Absolutely, yes. I was always so afraid if I wasn't gentle enough.
There's like a clip of this like bed in a pool, it kind of looks like. Like an empty pool with like a nightstand next to it.
So yeah, like inside the pool, there's like a bed and like a little bedroom set up.
Mm-hmm. We hear hotel guy being like, fuck, what did he just say? I keep having... I'm giving you a chance
like
to
be... You're going to be of great use in our quest of preservation. They're trying to preserve the resort, maybe?
It's like the blinds are going up and the window is opening as the lady's walking up from the side.
Yeah, those are very good, like, yeah, symmetrically. Mm. Like, it's a very aesthetically pleasing film.
I wonder if that was her eyes there at the end.
I don't think so.
You don't?
Lily's eyes look, with the sunglasses.
Yeah, they look all demented. Like, I don't know.
Maybe. Can you pause on it?
Huh?
Can you pause on it? I thought they looked just normal.
I wonder why they said some species need our help. Like, how many species are you helping?
They just look like regular eyes. They look like they're scared.
There's like a black lining around the irises that doesn't look natural to me.
And that's the trailer for Cuckoo.
Yeah, and the doctor guy's like, consider yourself lucky. And then Gretchen's head is like sticking out of a body bag or something. Her face is covered in blood. And she's screaming and it goes, Cuckoo.
Can't trust nobody.
Hunter Schafer, Dan Stevens, Jessica Henwick.
There's so many movies lately that are like, oh, I love this Airbnb. It's so better than a hotel.
Yeah. Oh,
I love this resort. I'm so glad we didn't go to a regular hotel. Like, bitch, just go to the Ramada Inn or whatever. Do they even have those anymore? I think so. Get some continental breakfast in the morning and just count your little blessings. Oh, my gosh. But still, there's so many creepy things that could be happening there.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. I love hotels and I love continental breakfast, though. I do love an Airbnb, but I would not stay at this resort, I don't think. No, I probably would. I probably would.
Well.
So, yeah, good trailer. I want to go see this movie for sure.
Me too.
Well, we have feelings about the next movie that we saw the trailer for. Have you seen the trailer for Strangers, you guys? The new Strangers coming out.
Chapter one.
Okay. And Sam was like, oh, great. That means there's going to be more damn chapters. But I think it's just called Chapter one because it's like the beginning.
It's probably more of like a prequel thing.
But who knows? Maybe they'll be like Chapter two. I don't know.
Chapter two.
I love chapters. I love literary things.
So this couple is on a road trip and they go to like an Airbnb kind of situation.
They talk about how like they're on a 3-day road trip and I'm like, that's a lot, dude. I would not be like, the honeymoon is over after the road trip is over. I mean, after they get there, I guess.
She's like, guess what tomorrow is? And he's like, day 3 of our road trip. She's like, and our 5-year anniversary. It just kind of gives you that whole, like, oh, good, another stupid boyfriend role in a Strangers movie.
So true. They do a good job of building up, like, the romance in the beginning of this trailer, though. Like, I don't know. Like, you would think, like, oh, you have to, like, watch the movie to, like, really get the feel for, like, how very, like, romantic this is for them. But no, they do a good job of, like, building that up to, like, make it come crashing down.
Yeah. And that seems to be, like, a trope in the Strangers movie. It starts with, like, this couple, and they're like, oh, we're on vacation. Well, like, the first one, they were on vacation, and they weren't doing so hot. But they were at, like, a lodge or whatever together.
Come to think of it, I don't think I've seen any of the Strangers
movies. Really?
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Should I watch it before we see this?
Yes.
Okay.
The first one is really good.
Nice. And then the second one you don't like as much. Mm-mm. Is there too much love story in it? Or is there no love story in them until now?
I don't remember why I didn't like it that much. It just felt like, it didn't feel like The Strangers to me.
This trailer is fucking rad to me. Also because it has the song by Cage the Elephant. Like, trouble on my lip. I fucking love that song, dude. When I hear that song, when it comes on, I'm listening to Pandora. It makes me feel so good to listen to it. Oh my god, I love it. Oh my god, I can't get enough. So when I'm watching this trailer, I'm just like, play it again, Sam.
Play it again, Sam.
It's a good ass song.
One thing they bring in pretty early is like the kids on the bikes from the first movies. I don't know. They show up at this diner and everyone's just kind of like looking at them weird and looking around. Like, we don't take kindly to you folks.
If I went to a diner and they were looking at me like that, I would not give a fuck. I'd be like, fuck them. Give me
I feel like
eggs.
Every time I walk into a diner,
literally,
even if it's here.
Like, I feel like everywhere I go, people are like, judging me.
It's always just a bunch of like old people that just left church. Even if it's like Monday at 2 p.m. Like, it's always old people who just left church.
When you say kids on bikes, I at first didn't remember who you're talking about, but I call them Mormon kids.
Yeah.
In my head, I don't know what creepy shit they're up to, but they look like little Mormon kids.
That's what they're doing.
They are a little more, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you know?
Because in the first one, they're going like door to door. But this is before that. And now I'm like, are they helping?
They must be. Because of how, like, this kid knocks on the door before they show up or whatever and says his...
I don't know if they were at the place still or were they at the... It doesn't matter. I thought they were still at the restaurant, but I don't think it matters.
Oh, back then, yeah, they were.
But yeah, like, the look on their faces is kind of weird to me.
You think so?
They look sus.
Like, Uncanny Valley weird?
No, or... like, they're up to no good weird.
Oh, they look like bad kids. Yeah. Like, they're about to do some bad shit. Yeah. They definitely look like they don't have, like, the nice... intentions of a regular little Mormon boys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the girl says, like, I bet the people who live here are so happy. And I just, like, imagine, like, what life they might actually have there. Like, the dad probably has a couple girlfriends. Like, goes on business trips to meet them. That's funny. The kids are snotty assholes. And as soon as they're about to start meeking out, we hear the door banging. And you hear the iconic, is Tamra here? Well, now we gotta watch The Strangers, because you have no idea what I'm talking about.
So, is Tamra, like, a throwback, like, a character that we know who she is?
In a way.
Okay. Yeah, because, like, in the trailer, it leads you to believe, if you are like me and you don't know what you're talking about, it just seems like just a name, like, they made up or whatever. Like, oh, I'm gonna go up to the door and, like, ask for some rando name.
Mm-hmm. And they go, I think you have the wrong house, and she just walks away without saying anything.
I thought it was one of the little boys. I thought that was really? One of, I thought that was one of the little, when I was watching the trailer, I thought that was one of the little
They Mormon do look boys. Shaped like that.
And they've got the collared shirt.
But they're like completely blacked out, which what lighting situation do you have going on in this right. doorway? Where I can see you perfectly and there's no light shining at all on that person. We got the record player, like, the first movie. There are so many tropes from the first movie in this.
Really? Yeah. That's so funny. The clear shower door is so creepy. Every time you see they're getting into a clear shower door, you know what the fuck is about to happen.
Yeah, she goes to lean into the shower, and, like, we see Sackhead guy.
Little potato head. Potato bag head.
So he Sackhead's standing outside the shower, and I'm like, how much... Do you have, like, no spatial awareness at all? Because I'm afraid there's someone standing next to me when I know there's not.
Right.
Like,
can you not see anything through your peripheries?
Right. Even if my eyes were closed, I'd be like, someone's standing right next to me.
Yeah, maybe she just doesn't have that, awareness that
but,
you have.
I mean, that's something you have to overlook. I feel like a lot in Strangers movies, like, them just lurking in corners and you don't know where they're at.
But, I would, for sure. I feel like I for sure would notice.
So, like...
He was not lurking. He was just right there. Yeah, you're
trying very hard. As I said that, I was like, he's not.
He was just...
He's in your face.
He was trying to get noticed.
So, like, we see blood dripping down on the table, and I don't know if this scene is actually how it happens in the movie, but she's like, you're the messiest eater on the planet, and it's very clearly blood dripping onto the table.
Literally.
And I'm wondering if that's not what's happening in the movie when she says that, and if that's just the trailer, because I'm like, there's no way you're...
Somebody was eating, and some straight-up blood was, like, dripping off of their burger. I'd be like, whoa, what's wrong with your fucking food,
that
dude?
That is full-on blood, yeah. And they look up, ooh, burgers look so good. Anyway, and they look up, and there's, like, a bird hanging from the ceiling dripping blood onto the table. Which, why did it just now start dripping blood and not when you were, like, setting the table?
Right, like, did they just put it there? That's a good question.
Yeah.
And they probably never answer it. That's something that I wonder while watching this. Like, not that I know very much about the movie already, but, like, you know, you're supposed to get answers to questions, like, see where it all started. And I wonder if they actually do explain where it all started, or if they're just vague as fuck. And
yeah.
You still don't know.
They're freaking out, locking the doors. Whoa, that was really close.
I love it when, like, yeah, you're like, oh, lock the door, and you go lock the door, and then an axe comes through the door right by their face. That always gets
me. It does not get old. Yeah, Sackhead is, like, axing through the door. We see all the people in the maskies running around.
The way he, like, chops through the door and, like, kicks the door open, I feel like you can tell, like, he's, like, having fun. He, like, likes it.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like the same for the, they call her the pinup girl, like, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I love this mask, and I like her. I don't know anything about that character or anything, but I just like her. I'm, like, rooting for her.
Hold on, where are we at? Oh, basically, I was just going to say, if you've seen the other Stranger movies, you can imagine how the rest of the trailer plays out. There's just, like, the Stranger guys, and there's, like, fighting and running and axes and
slow walking. I bet she gets away in the end. We don't know, but...
I'm trying to remember how the second one ended, and I can't. Guess I'll have to go back and watch that. But okay, so we were in the movie theaters when this trailer came on, and we see pinup mask girl lean her head into Sackhead's chest, and I just out loud when there was a silence, I went, I'm gonna kill myself.
I remember that. That was so fucking funny. Well, because, like, yeah, at first you're like, when it's starting and you realize it's gonna be a love story, you're like, oh, it's a love story. And mm-hmm. then, yeah, it gets to that point where she's like leaning her head on his chest and you're like, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. Like,
well, the first time I saw this, it was when we saw it when I was with you. And I got really excited because uh-huh. I kept noticing little tropes. And I'm like, holy shit, this is going to be another Strangers movie. And then it got to that. And I'm like, oh, good. A fucking love story.
So funny. Oh, my God.
And they didn't need it in the first one. And it was still a really good movie. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, come on.
They just, I guess, you know, at some point, they're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like this scene that reminds me of scenes from the other movies. Of the girl alone being cornered by the pinup girl. They get smashed by a truck, record player. I did not like how they did this. So, like, when the girl says, why are you doing this to us? In the original, like, the line, it's, like, on the cover of the film, I think it says, because you were home. Mm. And I don't like how she says, because you're here.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as creepy to me.
I thought that it was pretty creepy. Well, okay, so I don't, of course, know, like, the movies, but it seems like they are staying at this place and everybody in the town knows that because they're staying at this place, this shit's about to happen to them. And and so, like, yeah, she's like, why are you doing this? Like, and she's like, because you're here. I guess, like, everybody that is here, like, this happens to them. And so I feel like that, like, I don't know. I feel like that's pretty creepy.
It is still creepy. And, like, it's still, like, the same concept that makes it creepy. I don't know why I preferred the other word so much.
Because you're home.
Maybe I'm being, like, real hipster about it. Well, like, oh, you changed the famous line. Like,
she couldn't say because you were home because they're not home. They're at this other place.
Well, they weren't home in the other one either. That wasn't their home.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
It was, like, the dude's brother's vacation house or something.
Yeah. I wonder how other people feel about that.
Yeah.
I am glad that I am coming in as a stranger to the strangers because I didn't feel a disappointment when she said, because you're here instead of home. Home is where the here is.
The boyfriend guy is, like, in this part shoving a gun in pinup girl's face, and she actually sounds scared.
Yeah. I literally, like, that scene, I'm like, I definitely visualized her getting a shot through her mask and stuff. And I was like, that would be interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, the plastic getting all... I don't know. So, yeah, I wonder if, like, she... I don't know. Obviously, the lady doesn't, like, die or whatever. But,
man, we gotta watch Strangers
after this. So, yeah, I wonder if we do find anything out. All right, we're gonna watch Strangers after this. It's so exciting. I guess I am a sucker for a love story because, like, the other Strangers movies, I was like, okay, you know, yeah, these, like, people are after these people. But, yeah, since they're, like, I don't know, the, like, you know, couple has this little romance, which is whatever, we see it all the time, but, like, when the, like, the killers have a little romance, I'm like, aww, like, aww, I love it. I love love. I love all forms of it. Love is love.
I don't hate it in the sense that I hate love stories in horror movies. It's more just, like, I feel like in the first one, you could maybe assume a couple of them were dating and or whatever, but you didn't need it.
You just like to keep it, like, vague and mysterious or whatever.
I didn't need it.
Yeah. You think it cheapens it?
I feel like when you take away the human aspects of these specific characters is what makes them so creepy is that you don't know if they feel things at all. And, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, when they feel like, when I realize they have feelings, I hate it. So, yeah, that's Strangers. We are excited to see it, but yeah. We also...
I am excited, even though I sound very mad.
No, it's not going to be. It's not going to be the first one. The next trailer is a movie called The Watchers, and I didn't see this trailer in the movie theaters. Somebody sent it to me, and I'm really excited for this movie. When somebody sends you a movie trailer, does that mean that you have to go see that movie with that person? Is that a rule? If you send somebody a movie trailer, do you mean, let's go see this movie together?
That's not what I mean when I do it.
Me either. At least, like, hey, this movie looks pretty good. Did you know that it's coming out? I'll probably forget all about it after I send it. So yeah, I'll go see this movie with you. It's starring Dakota Fanning, and first of all, I fucking love a Fanning. Give me Dakota or Elle Fanning in something, and I'm gonna be there. I love the Fannings. They do such a good job, and they pick really good projects, and whenever I see them, I know that it's gonna be good.
Right, and Dakota Fanning isn't in a whole lot these days.
She's not, and that's what I'm saying. Like, they're selective, and they can be. I like how there's a creepy blonde guy, and it looks like a reflection of Dakota Fanning from the future.
I can see that in, like, the facial structure.
So, also, Dakota Fanning has, like, some bad bitch vibes. She's, like, in the beginning, she, like, puts on this wig and goes out on a date with a person, like, and she's, like, you know, it's just something that I do sometimes. And I'm, like, girl, get it. Yeah, it does. What does she do? I'm just, like, okay, if you
look at the... I was immediately picturing, like, a Cardi B. She roofies them and drops them.
I think she's just having a nice time. But she is in Ireland. You don't get that from the trailer. But if you see, when the trailer has the synopsis as the caption or whatever, it says, like, she's, like, in some woods in Ireland.
Yeah.
But there's no, like, Irish really accents or anything. But, yeah, so I wonder if she's just, like, out of town. She's, like, visiting Ireland. She's, like, I'm just going to dress up as a different girl and, like, do something new and weird. She's, like, a little kinky. That's all right.
I was really in my head about what she was going out and doing at night.
Oh, really? I was thinking nothing of it. I was just, like, slay. Like... Maybe they're sucking up all the water with a shop vac. That's me if I was a shop vac.
Hi.
We're podcasting here. I am so consistently confused throughout this trailer.
Me too.
I didn't write anything for a while, but I love the creepy bird. Okay, so she's like, I'm leaving it. And then she's like, don't die, which is a weird thing. Try not to die, which is a weird thing to say to a bird. He's just literally sitting there. Yeah. Like, okay, I'll try. But then the bird's like, try not to die in like a creepy voice. And... she's like, I thought you couldn't talk, and that's extra creepy.
That is so extra creepy.
It's weird that she's saying that to the bird, and then it ramps it up by the bird saying it back all creepy, and then it ramps it up by saying it, like, they really do, like, ramp that up.
Yeah, but...
Off to a fucking creepy start.
I thought she was doing something sketchy, and I thought it had something to do with why she was going into the woods, and why she had the bird. I don't know. I put, okay, this is my series of questions.
Okay.
Is she robbing men? Why bring bird? Why so many missing posters? Aliens, who the fuck gonna answer? But I, who the fuck gonna answer what? I don't know why I put that. Also, so I called it Bird Box 2 Doppelganger.
Bird Box 2 Doppelganger. Man, you're such a genius. So she now appears to have, like, packed up, bird's in the car, she's headed out into the woods. So, yeah, she, like, at first, you know, she just, like, went out on the town last night and then she, like, leaves. So I guess that is kind of sus. And then there's, like, a bunch of missing posters. So I can see where your line of thought is going here. But then, like, the car goes all glitchy and the phone goes all wonky and it's all crazy.
And, like, when the radio and the dash light glitches, it's not, like, things it would glitch to. Like, you know how it has those outlines on the clock where it can only fill in that spot? It kind of looks like it just, like, goes, like, oh,
well, absolutely.
What kind of radio does she have? Yeah, it, like, makes, like, little weird symbols.
It definitely looks like the little alien hieroglyphic. Yeah.
It's very signs.
And then this car, like, suddenly comes to a stop and she can't move the car anymore. So she gets out with Birdie Bird and then her car's gone. And so you assume everything inside of her car, too. And that sucks. Mm-hmm. So if you ever get stuck in the middle of the woods, don't get out of your car. Just stay there.
Is that a rule?
No.
No.
I don't know. If it is, I don't know it. I don't
Stand
know
by a tree rules. And don't move. That's what I know, right? Is that the thing? I always thought getting lost in the woods and needing a whistle was going to be a bigger problem in my life.
Needing a whistle?
Yeah, like, I just imagine myself standing by a tree and blowing a whistle and hoping someone finds me. I think I learned that in Girl Scout camp.
Yeah, I learned that from Titanic. Okay, I was thinking, like, what movie was that, that she was, like, trying to blow this whistle and it was really hard, and I was like, oh yeah, it was Titanic.
Okay, who is Shana Night Shyamalan? I need to look that up.
It must be M. Night Shyamalan's either, like, partner or kid. Or maybe it's M. Night Shyamalan's alter ego.
Yeah, this is her directorial debut. It's his daughter.
Nice. So M. Night Shyamalan produced it.
The way they transitioned into her name, I was like, this has got to be her first thing.
Yeah.
They really made it be surprise. Introducing another Night Shyamalan.
It is really exciting.
Yeah.
So the first M. Night Shyamalan movie that I ever saw was The Village. Did you ever see that? You stop it!
I finally watched it recently, and I could barely stay awake. I was like, this is so fucking stupid.
Bitch, I loved that movie so much.
It was so much about a love story again, wasn't it? Yeah.
I don't remember that, of course. It was a long-ass time. I saw it when it came out in theaters, a long-ass time ago.
I was so fucking bored.
I just remember the whole... Okay, I really liked The Giver. You know that story... So they're in this little ideal society and everything is perfect and people are sectioned off really differently and they have people who give birth to children and people who raise the children and it's really crazy and weird and nobody knows of anything bad. But there is they're in the world and the rest of the world is happening and has happened and there's history and stuff and there's one person who contains all of that knowledge and protects everybody from it because he has it himself and he is getting older and so they when you turn 13 they say what your job is gonna be and this kid's job was gonna be this new apprentice of this guy and so I think he's called the giver because he gives the information to him. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But so he the kid has to learn all of this stuff and contain all of the pain and everything so that everybody else doesn't have to. You have to know all of this stuff and society has to be aware and have this pain and have this sadness in order to be
where does this real. Lead into
but so the village they are in this perfect society and that according to them and everything's good and they don't know about any of the outside world but then you find out later that there's a whole everything out there and I just think that that's such an interesting story. I don't know why I've always been so fascinated with that. I liked the idea of
it. It sounds like a very interesting movie and I was very excited to watch it. I was so disappointed.
It was such a surprise. That's the first M. Night Shyamalan twist that I ever experienced.
I knew the twist already though.
Oh, so okay, that's maybe the difference. Is I had no fucking idea what was happening. I still could have been scared
by it if they did a good job. I don't like it.
Oh, man. Maybe I was just I need to maybe watch it from a more aged perspective because I was, what year did that fucking come out? That was around 2000, maybe 7. It was a long
2004.
Time. Was it 4? Damn. Yeah. Okay. Shit, dude. 2004. Yeah, it's 16. About
the love story between Ivy and Lucius. It was
I don't remember the love story aspect. I just remember the giver kind of storyline aspect where somebody is protecting somebody, this whole place from the outside worlds.
I had felt the horror ended really early in the movie.
It definitely wasn't a horror movie by any stretch.
It's called a horror movie.
Is it called
a horror mystery?
Ew, it's not. It's more of a thriller, if anything. It's just a surprise. Yeah, so I don't know. Whenever I see M. Night Shyamalan, that's what comes to mind for me is The Village. What's your, what was your first M. Night Shyamalan, experience? Were you whoa, dude? No? Aw, oh, man.
I've always been one of those people that kind of rolls my eyes. I like some of his movies.
I love it too much. I eat it up. I didn't see the one that everybody was way all about. I can't remember now. What is it even called? No, that one was good, but no.
Old Signs.
I never did see Old.
Me neither.
I kind of want to, though.
He did She's All That. Devil was my first in Night Shyamalan movie.
Devil? I don't know anything about this.
The one about the elevator.
Oh, damn, dude. You're so cool. What a cool guy you are. No, I've never seen or heard about that. Oh, man. Is it good? Should I check it out?
It's all right.
Get it, M. Night.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
So, yeah. The Watchers is the new M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Thank you. I just wanted to share that.
I saw The Visit. Okay. So, Dakota Fanning.
Is that all of them? There has to be more. Maybe the movie that I'm thinking about wasn't even him at all. Okay, cool.
Do you remember?
I don't even want to say even anything about it because I don't know. I know that there was a person with a really crazy, like, mask. It wasn't, like, crazy scary, but, like very, like, circus-y. Everybody loved it. It's, like, a cult classic, and I don't know why.
Circus-y.
I think it's boring. I don't even know any words from the title to even remember.
And it's like a classic movie that...
It was from the 2000s. I would say probably like around the 2010 era.
And it's a movie a lot of people like?
Yeah. Well, they did at the time. They don't talk... People don't talk about it much anymore.
The Purge. I'm trying to think of masks. Oh,
no. It wasn't like scary like that. It was more... Maybe... God damn it. This is good listening. Someday I will find it and I will send it to you. I'll be like, that's fucking it. I'll remember. I haven't thought about it in so long. Don't listen to me ever. We can just cut all of that up.
That's just going to blend into the laughs.
It literally does. Okay, so yeah, her car glitches out and her phone and stuff and her car disappears and then these birds come at her. The floor is being weird, like vibrating. Everything's being crazy. And so I guess like this wall appears behind her. She doesn't seem to be running. She's just there. Mm-hmm. And this wall appears and this lady is opening this door and she's like, I'm gonna close this door in 5 seconds, which bitch.
I wonder if there was in the movie though more conversation before.
Yeah,
that.
Maybe. She seems like she's like trying to keep something out. Like if she doesn't close mm-hmm. this door like really quick, it's gonna get in. Right. So yeah, the watchers clearly don't wanna just be watchers. They wanna be in there.
But yeah, I was like, did she say more before that? Or are they tricking her into coming inside? Or...
Yeah. They're explaining, you know, I don't know, stuff to her. Like, about what, like, the things are that's outside. And, like, they're, like, they like to watch. I know, it's weird. And they're, like, they make some creepy noise. And they are, like... Oh, yeah, they're like, oh, they'll be interested in someone new. Mm-hmm. So, like, they like fresh meat. And they're making this creepy noise. And she's like, what are they doing? And they're like, they're applauding for you. Mm-hmm. That's so weird.
For a really long time, I thought there was... Okay, hold on.
Just, like, exciting about it. A new character on the little TV show. Is this an allegory of, like, us, like, and celebrities?
That's not... I thought the mysterious creatures were doppelgangers of themselves for a really long time, but it's just a mirror.
Yeah, when they, like, approached the mirror, it looked like they were being approached by people who were, like, playing them.
Well, and at one point, isn't she wearing different clothes than the one standing in front of her?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely weird what they do there. I think because, like I said, there's a character that has, like, really long blonde hair, and so I was like, was it just them, like, on the other side of her and not a mirror? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or not a mirror even, but, like, the glass, like, from where they're looking out of.
But then you hear, like, this, like, noise, and she's like, what's that noise? And it's like, they're applauding for you.
Mm-hmm. It zooms out, and there's, like, one little, like, concrete, like, little square room building with, like, a window and just a vast expanse of forest, like, mm-hmm. dense forest. And I guess it's full of little thingies that want to get in there, but they're fine just watching.
Yep, they come and watch at night.
Nom, 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 nom. And, like, so you're sitting there in front of this thing, and they're watching you, and you know that they're watching you, but you can't see them? Like, what the fuck? Oh, so they can, like, leave the building during the daytime, but during the nighttime they have to be in there, maybe? And what's with this, like, cult leader, like, on, like, daddy, like, character, like... On a whole bunch of screens. Like, why do they need all those monitors for this guy? Like, right. I don't know.
There's, like, this big hole in the middle of the woods, I guess, too, where maybe they come out of.
Oh. Or they drag you in there if they get ya.
Yeah, what is with that dude?
There's definitely some kind of fucking cult shit going on.
It's gotta be something weird.
And I wonder what the rules are. She says something about, like, oh, they keep us, they let us live because we follow their rules, and you've broken too many of them. And so I wonder what the rules are. And I, like, love Elle. I keep wanting to say Elle Fanning. Dakota Fanning! Mm-hmm. I love Elle Woods doing such a good job of being a little rule breaker. There's like a creepy like hand coming up from like some rocks. Mm-hmm. Like it's dark, but it's like got too many fingers.
It has 5 fingers, but I thought it was 6 at first.
Yeah, it looks like it has too many fingers. Oh, okay. It's just it's like just how they're...
It like goes out on the sides.
Yeah, it's like there's like 5 where there should be 4, and like the thumb where it would be further back, it's just like right up next to it. Oh, yeah,
none of those were thumbs, were they?
No, there wasn't. It was just like 5 individual, if you know. This little cave room that they have down there where she is really cute. I love what they've done with the place. there was like a creepy, like in the woods, there's like a creepy, like stick, like angel statue thingy. And I love those kinds of, like when they did that shit in Blair Witch and like, True Detective, that like first fucking season dude. That was like, I love some like little forest crafts. And that was a really beautiful one that they made. It's like a big old thing.
Pop quiz. Do you ever see the witch in Blair Witch?
No.
Good job.
Thank you.
A lot of people say yes.
No.
I know. It's like, you're just saying you watched it.
You're like, yeah, literally. You're like, oh, were you trying? Oh, you've seen Blair Witch?
No, it's going to be like, oh, Mandela effect.
They're like, yeah, there's like all freaking out kind of, and like suspense is building and all these weird things are happening. And then they're like, they've got this like TV monitor on this table. It looks like they're having an important meeting. Like they're talking about something serious, and there's this TV monitor, and she's like, my husband's out there. And like, you see like this skinny ass, like white dude, very creepy, very naked probably. And then like some knocking on the door, and like, he's like saying like, help me or whatever. And
he's like very naked.
He's naked.
I can't help but picture the rest of what's going on. You know how he's like squatting, you can see his knees in the top of his chest. Just picturing all the hangage.
When I first saw this movie and like, I saw like the limbs, I thought it was a bug or something. He's so fucking skinny. But yeah, his little dingle dangles is out. Probably very lanky like him.
Lanky dingle dangles.
But I like think it's funny, like if they, you know, made a doppelganger of him, they're like, look, we know what this guy looks like, but we don't know his like style, so we couldn't think of clothes. So you're gonna make him naked.
So when it first comes up of him, hold on. Standing right there, it's just his legs. What if his like dick was just hanging like a little bit in between his legs?
Like boom and shot. Boom and shot. Can we get the boom out of there, please?
Is that a boom or are you just happy?
Hey, why do they call you Boomer?
Boomer.
So, yeah, when he's, like, help me, and they're like, this is a trick. I'm like, obviously it's a fucking trick. Like, why would he be, like, right there? I don't know where the little camera is. Like, I wouldn't believe any of that shit. She's like, my husband is out there. Like, bitch, no, he is not. I wouldn't think that was my husband. I'd be like, that's not my husband.
It says A.M. Shyamalan. But no, their other names are A. Oh, A.M. Shine.
Based on...
Oh, the I was Shine. Thinking, like, they, like, made their names weird.
No. I thought that kind of too at first. I was like, or did they like make a little production company that's like their little names, but cute or something? But yeah, it was based on a novel.
So my last note that I have is like, these words kept popping on the screen, but I never quite put them together. And I just put, where they are you, are she, we, he.
What was it saying?
I don't know, but now we gotta look.
I can't even focus long enough to like see. I will like, my mind wanders, and then I'll be like, oh wait, I think I missed a word.
Right.
Look, yeah. That's
it, man. Looks like, yeah.
When they're like approaching and stepping forward, and like it looks like there's I think that there's a doppelganger situation happening. I don't know.
This June.
Let's each read the words out loud as they come up. I could have said nothing and we would have mind melted and done it anyway, but I ruined it. Cut that out.
Oh my god, they're so long between the words that it's...
Right? Word.
Where are? Who are? I wasn't wrong. It is...
What are?
I was right.
Them. It. Stuff.
Okay, I could have sworn they kept ending with R. And I was just like...
I can see how that's, like, freaking you out. I always, like, expect it to be, like, the title of the movie sometimes, too. So I'm like, is this movie called, like, Who Are What Are? Like,
Who Are What Are?
The Watchers.
Let's go see Who Are What Are.
Who Are What Are.
Let's go see where they are, you are, she, he, we, they are.
Let's call it that. Read it again. What was it that you wrote down?
That wasn't even what it was. Where they are, you are, she, he, we, they are.
Let's go watch Where Are They Are, We Are, She, He Are. Oh my gosh. Imagine somebody who speaks like English as a certain language, as a, English as a second language, like fucking listening to like us saying those last sentences. Oh my gosh.
Despite how anal and picky I am about horror movies, I still am going to go see all of these.
Yay! So. I'm not anal or picky about anything. I'll watch whatever you put me in front of, I'm excited about all of them.
It might be the only art form I'm such an asshole about. I think it probably has something to do with the horror movie podcasts I've listened to up till now. Okay. Just the last few years of being like, yeah, that is stupid.
No, there's always people hating on everything, and I just, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I refuse to not enjoy, like...
Do I like horror movies? Do I even like horror movies?
You do. You love to hate. Haters
gonna
hate.
I love to be scared, and so when I'm not, and it's something stupid, I'm just like...
True that. What's a movie that you've seen recently that, like, scared you? Was the Last Omen or whatever?
No.
Is it the First Omen?
That ruined my day. That sucks. I also felt like I was watching Immaculate all over again.
No. When was I last, like, scared from a movie?
Thanksgiving, I liked. I think mostly in Thanksgiving it was, like...
It's a hard question.
The disgustingness of humanity is what really scared me. I don't get scared as easy as I used to. I'm so desensitized to it.
Right. There's just, like, little jump scares. I can't even answer that question. Yeah. I shouldn't have asked you. I take it back. Hey, listeners, when's the last time you...
hey, email the podcast.
You can... Should we do our little spiel? Is it time?
What spiel? I don't know. I feel so cheesy doing our spiel.
We have to. I want to do it. I have it written down anywhere. I need to make a little script that I can read it. And we'll do it in different accents every time. You can reach us at...
Got him. Let's just end the episode. You can reach us at...
That's your mom, by the way.
That was your mom.
That was your mom's face. No, but seriously, though, we should probably plug our... Plug our socials or whatever. At least
I was just gonna be like, it's in the description. And...
Yeah, right. Literally, like, link in bio, bitch. Like, get with the program. I just hear the other podcasters doing it, and I went in it.
I listened to myself doing it when I was editing, and it was like, I hate it. I hate everything that comes out of
when
my mouth.
When you were doing it, I was so stoked about it.
You thought I was stupid.
No, fuck you, I loved it. I was like, yeah, we're going to start doing this. Listen to her. She's so professional. Nah, that's so funny. How are we so the same, but so different, dude? Like, oh my goodness.
We're like
beautiful.
Kim Jong Un and James Franco.
Yeah, you're James and I'm Kim Jong. That's great. So yeah, if you've recently been scared by a movie, actually, let us know on Insta or Twitter at PodSmashed with a T. We're also on Facebook as Smash Podcast. And you can even email us if you're a grandma at samandashchinasmash@gmail.com. That's China like it sounds, not like you're a square. Okay, love you.
Bye.
Maybe they're sucking up all the water with a shop vac. That's me if I was a shop vac. We're podcasting here.